continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon from the Avon Health Center. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And also with us is Linda Paul of the Lorraine County Metro Parks Miller Nature Preserve. Thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us.
A lot of nice things going on over that nature preserve, but also with the conservatory that you have there as well. I guess things that bloom there all the time. It doesn't matter what season it is, I suppose.
Exactly. There's something blooming every time, something different blooming. You know, right now we have the prickly pear, which actually is a native cacti to Ohio, and there's always orchids in bloom. And we also have our seasonal displays that also kind of have a featured highlight. So right now is a really nice display by Falling Waters. It's a really cool rock and waterfall display.
You mentioned a cacti native to Ohio. I never would have thought. Bruce, how about you? Did you know we had our own cactus?
I was not aware of that.
How can that be? How can a cactus live in Ohio?
Well, cactus actually are really more versatile than people believe. You know, they survive really unique conditions. In the desert, it could be 100 degrees in the day and 40 degrees at night. You know, back with the old lake shoreline, there is a lot of sandy soils around here. So it's not a common plant, but people often, I would say, probably grow them in their yards is probably the most common way to find them. And they are edible.
Edible?
Well, see, obviously, you already learned two things this morning.
Wow. We learned about this cactus and that golf thing you were talking about earlier.
I don't want
earlier.
You just going out and start eating cacti or cactuses.
Well, what? Obviously, you don't eat the prickly part, but what else do you eat of it? Like,
well,
the stem?
Well, it does. It's kind of like a hand shape. It's flat, and it has little small spots of, you know, the spine. So those are cut off. So there's plenty of come on out and see it.
Who would ever think of eating a cactus?
Somebody very hungry, I
guess,
think
so. In Ohio.
The people that are lost in the desert.
What else can you eat over there at the Miller Nature Preserve?
Well, we actually have an awesome cafe that's open daily 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there's also Sunday brunch that he has a couple times a week.
And a demonstration kitchen, right?
There is a demonstration kitchen, and several times, about once a month, there is a featured class demonstration or program with the kitchen.
Okay. And people can come by, I imagine. They can rent out the place. I would think that would be pretty popular.
It is certainly becoming a very popular place, especially in the spring and summer and fall, you know, with all the plants around there. But you can have any special event, you know, anything from a birthday party to reunion to communion and wedding receptions, if you're looking for a little bit of a smaller venue, and that is run by Chef Izo Catering.
I'm also looking to see where people also use this as a backdrop for, like, wedding photos and things like that. Tell me a little bit about what goes into that.
Well, you know, it's not only a beautiful spot, it is also a dry spot, so, you know, it is becoming very popular. People are realizing, wow, that's really cool. I can have it look like I'm in a really neat jungle or orchid area, and have a really nice group photo taken, and it's guaranteed not to rain in there. There is a fee and a permit process that's included with that, though.
Now, that's what happens in the conservatory. What is the nature preserve like? How has that progressed over time now?
Well, we have a little over 80 acres, and we have a really neat patio, which we've added a hummingbird garden this spring, and we also have the butterfly house, as well as other thematic gardens on the grounds, which would include, we have an herb garden as well as a rose garden.
Concerts?
Concerts, summer concerts on the patio, the second and fourth Thursdays, starting June, July, August, and September. And the concerts themselves start at 6:30 and run till about 8 p.m. And the best part, they are free. We do suggest you carpool and bring your own chair. And the Orchid Cafe will be serving snacks and beverages and some sandwiches. They serve a variety of things throughout. And so there will be a different type of music each date. So we hit anything from jazz to more Irish flair to blues to Americana. So a whole wide range for everybody.
Also coming next month, the Butterfly House, right?
Oh, that's a big stop for people. June 23rd, it opens to the public. That is free to go through. It is open from 10 a.m. to 5:30. And then we also have a special members-only preview weekend, June 21st and 22nd, where the members can come in and do a feeding as well as a free breakfast. And membership to the conservatory is only $10 a year per person.
That's a pretty good deal, Bruce.
I think
$10 a year? You can do all these different things?
Even kids can get involved with activities there, too.
We have something for everyone, and just about every day we have something going on, whether it's a preschool program, a hike, a garden-related program. We have bonsai classes, as well as hands-on crafts and activities such as Zentangle and cement leaf making, art drawing. So there is a lot of things to do. Something for everybody.
So many things, I would think. Now, we've talked to some volunteers before, friends of the Metro Parks. How much do you depend on them?
They certainly are a big portion of what we do. They help man the Butterfly House, as well as the front desk with the gift shop that they run. And we also have some people that help with the plant care, as well as some of the special big events and programs that we do.
So, finally, what happens when you get over there this morning? What's on your plate, first of all?
Well, I actually am going over to French Creek today to help. There's probably about 300 kids that are doing different stations on the trail out there. So we're doing all kinds of things. So not only public programs, but we do a lot of school groups.
Pick up the Arrowhead. It's all
Pick
there.
Pick up the Arrowhead. Or you find us online at www.metroparks.cc.
And your Facebook page. Great pictures on
thank
there every
you.
Day.
Great. Awesome. And members, thank you again for having me
thanks
here.
Thanks for coming, Linda Paul of the Lorain County Metro Parks, Miller Nature Preserve.